from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's talk to our man, Joe Giglio. He is on Middays with our man, Big Hugh Douglas up there. They kill it. They do a great job together. Joe, it's good to have you on the show, man. We will get to the Eagles because we certainly want to get your thoughts on that. We play you guys on Monday Night Football, second week of the football season here in a few weeks. But the Phillies in town last night, and I don't know how much you guys spent time on it, but last year was a big deal here as to Bryce Harper staring down Arcia and then that kind of catapulting the Phillies in the playoffs. Last night, Arcia returned the favor, and Mike and I are just kind of like, now? Did you guys even see this? Was it a big deal to Philly fans, and how do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah, and guys, so happy to be with you. We spent some time on it this morning, for sure. I mean, like, those two are connected after last year. I felt similar to you guys. Hugh was more on the side of, hey, this kind of could fire up the Phillies. It's good for the rivalry, and I'm like, Arcia's got to read the room. I mean, like last year in the moment, that was, I got that, right? Arcia said, attaboy. He didn't know anyone was going to hear it. The media became a big thing. And then Harper kind of took it personal. And then bam, he, you know, bashed a couple home runs and stared him down. Like, it's August. I know these games are big, but it's August. The Braves are 6 back in the moment last night. And Arcia's staring him down. You got to read the moment. October's a little different than August. I was surprised Arcia did it. I kind of chuckled. And obviously, the Phillies came back to win after that. But I was surprised he did it in an August game.
Joe, with you, I started the show. Carl was laughing. I went on a rant. I mean, like, do this in October, okay, as he's rounding second and he's staring at you. Then step to him. Go, you know, Pete Rose and Bud Harrelson, man. Let's get it on. I just thought it was kind of a punk move to pull it right now.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously not on the same level as the players, so you have that aspect of it too. But like last year happened, it was a crazy moment in what was, you know, back and forth series for the four games, and this has been a great rivalry in the postseason for the last years. I just thought the moment made no sense. And then the Braves didn't back him up, obviously, because that was the end of their scoring last night, and the Phillies got one, so you guys don't have any life down there. Because I'm telling you right now, if the Braves got that game last night, tonight would have a different kind of feel. It's like, uh-oh. I mean, right. You know, it's only going to be cut to 4. So, obviously, that game last night changed the calculus a little bit for the series and the division.
Joe, what's this team's weakness? I'm talking about the Phillies. Like, they've been the best team to me all season, right? Everybody thinks that they're going to get there this year. What's their weakness? What is it that you fear when you watch them or you feel like this might be the area where they lack or their downfall?
It's the same thing, guys, that it's been the last 2 years. It's been their best attribute, but it's also been their worst one. I've never seen a team that is this good offensively. And what I mean by that is, like, where they rank, right? Mm-hmm. A top 10, top 5 kind of offense that could go as cold as they go for no reason and then could get as red hot as they do. And I know baseball is tough to have consistency, but they really don't have it. The Phillies, you know, they'll have weeks where Harper is red hot, where Turner does this a lot, where, you know, for 2 weeks, Trey Turner looks like the best hitter on the planet, and then he just can't hit anything. Nick Castellanos does the same thing. They have a lineup like this where they get red hot, they get ice cold, and you saw it last year in the postseason, the Marlins series, the Braves series against you guys, the beginning of the Diamondback series. It was like, the Phillies are going to win the whole thing. They're going to bash their way to a World Series, and then with no notice and with no warning, it all goes off. They did it against the Astros 2 years ago in the World Series where they're up 2-1. They're hitting a bunch of home runs in Game 3. And then they literally got no hit in game four and scored like three more runs the rest of the series. So that's the fear here in Philadelphia, that we don't know when they're going to go ice cold. And you guys know, and you get cold for three games in October, you could be headed home.
We were talking with our man up in Philly and our sister station, Joe Giglio, works with Hugh on 94WIP here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The bullpen moves at the trade deadline I really liked. I mean, it seems like, you know, getting a closer, it seems like that's kind of, aside from what we saw in game one, but it seems like the bullpen has been an upgrade.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they needed to. I mean, the one thing I was a little surprised at is they didn't add. So they just kind of swapped out two guys that weren't pitching great, and they added upgrades, like two for two kind of thing instead for deals. I thought they were trying to get one more arm, but they didn't. But, yeah, I mean, they're a better bullpen than they were, let's say, on July 30th. And Hoffman is the guy that I think is their most important guy. He came in that leverage moment last night when Nola was struggling. And the trade they made – for Estevez to put him in the closer spot kind of freed Jeff Hoffman up to be that. Teams like to have that guy now that, hey, this is the biggest spot of the game. It's the fifth inning, put him in. The biggest spot is the eighth inning, put him in. So I think he's the key. And then Kirkering, who was a rookie last year, you know, barely pitched in the regular season, came up right at the end, and then he was in the playoff roster. He got some big outs last night. So it's a good bullpen, and they're going to need it because – you know, we know in October, teams, especially the Phillies, they're pretty quick with that trigger with the starter. After that second time through the order, unless it's Wheeler, they're going to go to the bullpen.
We'll see what happens, not only tonight, but the rest of these games between the Braves and the Phillies. We are in Philadelphia, guys, talking to Joe Giglio here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's shift gears and talk about these Eagles, man. You guys still killing Nick Sirianni up there?
Less now than we were a month ago, but yeah, there's still a there's still a level of question mark. And guys, I've never seen anything like this. And the comp I'll use is the Eagles have made their head coach a baseball manager in terms of what he does. I mean, guys, they took away the offense from him. He said he has no say in the offense. They brought in Kellen Moore. Vic Fangio runs the defense. And, you know, the coaching quarterback who had a lot of friction last year seems like they're on separate pages. Sirianni is like the CEO now, but has no input on either side. I think it can work, but it's bizarre because a lot of us thought they were going to fire him last year after the collapse. They didn't. They just kind of changed his role to, like, oversee everything. A couple of theories I have on why they didn't fire him. One is I don't think they want to be looked at as the team that is very reactionary and firing coaches left and right, like the Browns a few years ago. And look, he did go to the Super Bowl two seasons ago, so it would have been a quick hook. His resume doesn't say he should have been fired, even though the collapse last year says he probably should have been. And, guys, I think the Eagles think they could pull this off in terms of the coach being more of a CEO, baseball manager. I think the front office thinks as long as we supply him with the right players and two good coordinators, it'll work. It's almost like a football experiment they're running here in Philadelphia. How little does the head coach matter to winning football games?
Yeah. All right. What rookie is going to impact? Listen, we talked about a lot about Cooper DeJean and these guys, Quinton Mitchell. These were corners that we thought were going to be targeted for our team. We didn't end up drafting one. We just signed our A.J. Terrell today to a big, you know, extension, 4 years, $80 million, $81 million. Are either one of these guys going to contribute immediately? What rookie has stood out?
Yeah, Quinton is going to contribute immediately. I think he's going to start in the nickel week one of the season in Brazil against Green Bay in a couple weeks. At first, it was a little unsure where he was going to play because he really is an outside corner. But actually, the other rookie's injury opened the door. Cooper DeJean was at nickel corner in minicamp, and a lot of us thought he was going to actually play before Quinton, even though he was a second-round pick, just because he had an easier path to win a job at the nickel. But he got hurt. He was behind in camp, and they started throwing Quinton out there, and he took to it. And all the veteran receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, they've raved about this kid. Mm. We had him on a couple weeks ago from camp, very mature. The kind of kid that you talk to him, like, you forget he's a rookie after a few minutes of the conversation. I think he's going to be on the field week one. And I won't be surprised if Cooper DeJean works his way back in pretty quickly here. And, you know, by the end of the season, they have two rookies starting at corner.
Joe Giglio is with us, guys, from IP up in Philly. I think the phone dropped out. I was asking you about the Jalen Hurts vibe with Sirianni. Is that, whatever that weirdness is it squashed? Is it kumbaya?
Kumbaya for now. Look, they've all said the right things. It seems like it's calmed down. But yeah, guys, a story came out. You might have saw it on ESPN a couple weeks ago detailing like some real stuff that happened more than just like, hey, they didn't get along. I mean, to the point where at times they weren't really communicating last year. Jalen Hurts was not happy with the firing of Brian Johnson, who it seemed like he thought was scapegoated as the offensive coordinator. And then during a playoff week, really kind of outside the box stuff, Jalen Hurts was so, confused on how to combat the blitz that they couldn't figure out themselves. that he called an opposing defensive coordinator for help, thinking his head coach didn't know what he was doing. So my thing is this. We're not really going to know until the first adversity hits. Like, when bleep hits the fan again, and it will. I'm not sure if it's week one in Brazil or, you know, week two against you guys. You know, bleep's going to hit the fan, and that's when we're going to know. Like, they could all say the right things. It's almost like a couple going to therapy. But the first time the fight happens, like, is everyone going to, you know, be calm and nice to each other? Or is it going to be, you know, a knock-em-out brawl again like it was last year? So I'm optimistic, but I reserve judgment that it's really fixed until they have some adversity.
You guys going to Brazil, by the way? You guys going?
We are not. Okay. No, we're not going. Our beat guy for the station is heading down there. We have a whole group of fans heading down there on a big trip. So, yeah, we're going to have a contingent down there. Hugh and I are not going, but I'm looking forward to it. Look, we're 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from tonight is the start of the NFL season. I can't wait.
Yeah. I mentioned Hugh down in Rio.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Sao Paulo.
I know Big Hugh was trying to maybe get it in. Hey, speaking of Hugh, I have to ask you this question, and maybe there's some history here that you need to explain, but how do you feel about twins?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, like people, like twins?
Yes.
I'm good with twins. So today, actually, it's funny, it came up on the show. Hugh has this theory that twins, especially, I guess, female twins, that it often, they will, over the course of their life, you know, kind of have at some point the same partner, the same boyfriend or whatever. And I was like, Hugh, I don't think that happens really often. And he was going on this whole thing, saying like 65% of the time twins that happens with. And I'm like, Hugh, that's a big number, man. I don't think so.
Wow.
So we had a caller, a woman call in, and she's one of a twin. And she tried to put Hugh in his place, saying that does not happen as often as he thinks it does.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it happens 100% in adult films. It just doesn't happen in the real world.
Yeah, I think maybe Hugh's perspective is a little bit off. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why. Hey, Joe, we appreciate you, man. Great stuff. Look, we'll touch base, I'm sure, in about 3 weeks when the Falcons and Eagles get it on up there in Philly on Monday Night Football. But continued success up there, man. WIP Middays with our man, Big Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, man.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.